Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Good. Mud, thank you very much. You'll be right over there signing your book, right?
Thank you.
Grady.
Who's Grady? Grady Sizemore
and Ryan Garko.
Hey, Grady. You Grady?
You Grady.
I played with your father. Yeah, I played with your father. Yes, I did. Teddy Sizemore. How you guys doing? I'd like for you to loan me some money.
I love him.
Let's hear it for Mudcat Grant, okay? Are you girls happy finally? You've been sitting there for 3 days, okay?
How cute.
You see what they got on, Garko?
Yeah, I saw him in Tampa the other day.
Yeah. I heard Grady's a little jealous that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if there's any.
Grady's lady shirt.
You know, I don't know. All right, let's do traffic. We'll be right back. Let's hear for Grady Sizemore and Ryan Garko and Mudcat Grant.
WTAM 1100.
All right, right back here with Grady Sizemore and Ryan Garko here at the ballpark. Yes.
Finally, the women are happy.
Ryan, I am dead serious now, okay?
Now they're stalking us.
It's not that I have a heart or anything. You know I'm a pretty heartless guy. But them girls have been sitting there for 3 days. Do you mind if they come over and take a picture with you?
Garko-licious.
No, you see that?
They got Garko-licious shirts on and everything.
No, bring them over.
Come on, girls, come on over here. Come on.
All right. And your head is really big, if you know what I'm saying.
Come on.
Jim, help them out there.
Here they come. No one's going to pass out because none of us know CPR. So.
Yeah. Your girl's got a camera? I don't have one.
I do. Yes. I'll put it on the web.
I will. Wait, let them get a camera, too. We'll put it on the website, too. But
Grady, you can get with Chimo and we'll take your picture.
Geronimo, take a picture for these girls.
I got it.
Here, I don't know how to do this. Here.
Oh, now we were talking about you weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Grady, get out of the way for the weather.
Has that ever happened to you?
You can do the weather later.
All right, let's go. Come on. Garko-licious.
One, two, three.
Everybody get the pictures now.
On your tiptoes.
Come on, smile, girls. Go ahead, get closer to him. Somebody sit on his lap. No, don't do that.
Googly moogly.
Yes. Grady Sizemore sitting here watching Ryan Garko be groped by four beautiful women.
Never happened to Grady.
It's never happened.
Grady, has this ever happened?
I'm enjoying it.
Yes. Anything else? Oh, you wanted to sign this? Go ahead, girl.
Real quick.
Oh, Grady, will Garko take a little abuse now in the locker room today?
From me, definitely.
Thank you so much.
Watch, don't sign the charity balls now. Don't give them away. We use those for Coats for Kids, okay? Well, explain. A little kid
the little
come up
boy.
To Grady.
Go over by him. You can go stand by him.
Go by Grady. We'll
How
get a picture.
Five-year-old little boy just walked up and handed Grady from
This is
Newark.
Not the greatest radio, but you got to be your little five-year-old standing next to Grady Sizemore.
Aww.
His mother taking a picture. The kid's got a smile on his ear, on his face from ear to ear.
Aww.
There you
All
go.
All the girls are on Ryan, and he just walks up to Grady and hands him his ball. He's so cute. He's all right. He doesn't care.
Yeah, we got the picture. Don't worry, Marty. Yeah.
He just yanked his pen away.
Yeah.
You gave it. Shake his hand. You're shaking his hand. There you go.
You'll remember this your whole life, kid. Trust me. Make sure you you keep the. Okay? All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
He's even got dimples like you, Grady.
He wants to give an interview.
Ryan, Grady, sometimes, sometimes I understand, you come to work, it's a job and all that, but sometimes it's really hard to grasp what you really mean to some people. You know, they really get 1 minute of your time really goes a long way for a lot of people. You know, it's a really cool thing, isn't it?
Well, I think it's great when you have kids that you can try to be a positive role model for them. And, you know, we were in that spot not too long ago, and we were looking up to these guys, so to give back is always a good feeling.
Yeah. Did you ever try to get around athletes when you were a little kid, Ryan?
I just think about going to Angel games growing up in Southern California and how excited I would get just to be, like, near the on-deck circle when someone was warming up or anything. I just try to think back to how excited it was just to be a kid and be around guys. And you know, it's really an honor to be in the other position now.
You know, Grady, as a talk show host, this is a very difficult week down here for spring training because you guys don't want to talk about last year. you want to get on to this year, and I don't blame you. I mean, what a magical ride that was last year. That, as a ball player, forget the outcome for a second, that had to be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, it was a great experience. I think to go through that is, like you said, it was a lot of fun, and a lot of guys play their whole careers and don't get a chance to do that. So we had a good time, and like you said, a lot of guys are looking forward to this year and trying to move on, and you know, that's in the past now, and we have to go forward.
How do you look at last year, Ryan?
Well, I think it's okay to talk about. I think, you know, obviously this is a new year, and we have to work very hard to get back there, but I think we have a lot to be proud of, and I think, you know, just like Grady was saying, that it was really an experience a lot of guys don't ever get to have, and, you know, I think we can also learn from it, and hopefully, you know, they always talk about teams getting close, and then, you know, maybe they're able to take that next step, you know, in the next year, and hopefully, you know, we can go through something like that.
You know, I was talking with Eric Wedge, and, you know, Wedge is the one, you know, you bring up last year, and, you know, I don't want to talk about it. I mean, is that basically, what did he say to you the first day down here when he got you all together?
Well, he didn't have to say anything. I think, you know, we all know the mindset coming into this year, and what we did last year means nothing. You know, we have to work twice as hard this year and be a better team and be stronger, and we all know that. And, you know, he's pushed that on us, you know, this year from day one, so it's there.
Did you see it coming? I was asking Casey Blake and CC Sabathia that. With the all these young guys together, and yourself included, both of you guys very young guys. I mean, could you almost see it coming? Could you almost see it bubbling? Look out, here we come.
I think as we've gone to the summer and Fausto and CC, you could really tell that we had two guys at the top of the rotation that were really having special years, and the way we just kept pulling games out late, those things just don't happen all the time, and you just got that feeling like something was going on that, you know, during the summer that was meant to be, and it was just a different guy every night. You know, Shopik hit the walk-off homer, and Casey hit those big homers, and just something great every night, especially at home. It just felt like there was something special about this team, and every time we were out on the field, we had a chance to win.
How about the triple play?
Yeah, the triple play.
I mean, you know, everything just went right, you know?
Well, Ryan, didn't you hit a ground ball against Chicago at what's now Progressive Field that bounced over Uribe's head?
Yeah, and Mark Burley said that. I saw Mark Burley.
They got ground screw for that one.
Yeah. But Mark Burley, I was talking to him the next day because he was going to get the win and ended up not getting a win that night. He's like, that's how it was for them in 05. Just something crazy was happening every night where they were just winning games they never should have. And, you know, that's how it felt. And it was real exciting to be a part of that.
All right, we had Mark Shapiro on earlier, and Shapiro said, you know, this group of guys, he says, you know, they know what they got to do. He says, I'll give you an example. I said, what's that? First spring training game, he said. Grady breaks his bat. It's a routine ground ball. He's going to be out by a mile. It's 500 people at Kissimmee. There's no one there. He said, and here he is busting his ass down to first base. He says, the other day he pops up. He says, when the ball's caught, he's at second base. He said, when one of your better players, if not your best player, is working that hard, Grady, he said, that's catchy. The other players see that, and they just feed off of that. And I just wanted to share that with you because I thought Shapiro gave you a hell of a compliment there, you know?
Well, you try to set the example, and especially being on top of the order, I try to bring that energy to the rest of the team. And I think if guys can feed off that and, you know, work together, then, it, you know, it makes us stronger.
Grady, most of the players kind of get a break with Jason Michaels. He's not always out in the field. Gutierrez isn't always out there. Sometimes Johnny isn't. Victor moves around. You're always there every game, especially with playing all the games in the playoffs. How do you not just pass out? You know what I'm saying? Everyone else kind of moves around, gets a little break. You never get that break.
Well, I always tell Eric that if I'm healthy and I feel good, that I want to be in the lineup. And, you know, I've been lucky enough not to get too seriously injured in any of these games, but like I said, if you just take care of your body, you know, the training staff does a great job of you know, helping guys out, and then Maxie, our strength coach, she does a great job of you know, giving you, you know, whatever you need to stay on the field, you know, whether it's, you know, extra work or, you know, whatever kind of program you want to be on. But you know, I've been lucky enough to stay healthy.
All right, Garco's got his girls down here, Grady. They've been sitting there for 3 days. Okay.
I've never had anyone wait 3 days.
Yeah.
Never.
Right. Where are the Grady's ladies?
Any young ladies want to wait 3 days?
Is that?
A lot of hands went up, yes. This woman over
the
here said
that
she'll,
wanna adopt you.
She'll wait 3 years, Grady. Yeah. I got to ask you this because I had like 400 women email me, and they knew I was coming down here. They knew we would probably have you on. They wanted me to ask you this question. Well, it's not really a question. It's sort of a request.
Okay.
They want you to grow your hair back.
Let me grow it back? Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
all 400 women said that?
Where's the emails at, Rattle? He left them back in Cleveland. But there was a lot of women that said that, well, I need to ask you to grow your hair back. And they want to know why did you cut it? Can you answer that? For the female listeners out there. I'm just passing this on. Garko, you bored?
No.
Am I boring you or anything here? I mean,
this is...
Huh? You all right, Garko?
We
could get into that Yankee thing if you want. You know what I'm saying? With LeBron showing up over there, that, you know, when you and the Rome show. You know, I won't bore you then, you know? I heard you're not with Rome. What now? All of a sudden you got amnesia?
What about it?
You said you didn't understand why the Cleveland media and the Indians fans were making a big deal out of LeBron showing up at Jacobs Field with a Yankee hat on. So I was going to call up Rome that day and say, listen here, tell Garko, here's what I'll do. When the Browns play the Steelers in the playoffs in Cleveland, I'll get you a Steeler jersey. And you show up at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
I don't like Steelers,
minute. Wait, wait. You show up at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
Is that why that guy was saying something about the Steelers in the outfield today?
Oh, I don't know.
Some
guy said, hey, Ron, I got a Steelers hat for you.
And you
that was why. That was why.
And then you could show up at Cleveland Brown Stadium, say you're here to represent for Pittsburgh, and then you'll understand why people didn't like what LeBron did.
What if I really like the Steelers?
If you really
like them. If I went to...
You're not gonna win. You're not gonna win, Ryan.
Deeper.
How about?
But you see, you play in Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay.
So even if you really like
and he's
the Steelers,
born and raised in
that's
Cleveland.
That's a hard part with me is he's from Akron, right?
Yeah. Yes. Right around the corner here.
So I mean,
we don't have a football team, but
it was disrespectful towards you guys to walk through the crowd. He walked right in front of me, walked through the crowd in a Yankees hat. Sit down and cheer and then go on camera in front of the Indians crowd who has never been in this position where we are on our way and say, I am here to represent for the Yankees. That's kind of like...
I don't think that's disrespectful.
It hurt the feelings of because these people cheer for him, too.
That's true. Yeah, I mean...
And this is something we've never seen and we're about to have. And our star that everyone's looking up to is saying, I don't want you to have it. And we want it.
The thing is, Ryan, we're homers. We'll always be homers. You put Cleveland on your shirt, we love you to death. And that's what it's
maybe
saying.
You're
okay,
saying
so
this.
So I grew up all about the Lakers. I mean, I love the Lakers.
Maybe you're saying
if the Lakers play the Cavs in the finals, who do I have to root for?
But you're not from
Cavs. You can root for anybody.
But don't tell the media.
Don't show up in Cleveland saying you're here to represent for L.A. Yeah. Go home, turn your TV on, shut your mouth, and root.
But like,
maybe what you're saying is LeBron doesn't mean that much, so it shouldn't matter, right?
Don't see if you want us to root for you, you can't root against us.
That's what he's saying.
So would you rather have LeBron on your team or on another team?
I'd rather have LeBron shut his big dumb ass mouth and play basketball. That's what I'd like to have him do.
Yeah.
Instead of showing up. And by the way, when LeBron James showed up at Jacobs Field, now Progressive Field, what is that noise? Are we still on the air, Marty?
Yes,
you're getting too loud, it's telling you.
Marty?
Yeah, you're still on the flies.
When LeBron James showed up at Jacobs Field, do you know he asked the Indians for special treatment? And then they put a microphone and he says, I'm here to represent for New York.
They walked.
You don't see anything wrong with that?
To his seats. He had on the stripes and he's making a shoe for the Yankees.
I heard about that.
Yeah, you don't see anything wrong with that?
He should have just went there.
Come on,
he should have stayed home.
Stayed home and moved. Right.
You're right.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan.
There you go. See?
Now back to Grady's hair.
Now we can root for Garko again. See? Right? Give Garko a standing ovation.
And by the way, Garko's
tell him, Gark, it's not your fault that he wore the hat.
Right. And by the way, Garko's girls were going to come beat the crap out of Trev in like 2 seconds if he didn't stop picking on you. So you better watch out, Trev.
No, they were smiling. I got him over here to sign the autograph.
Yeah, but you were on him a little bit, and they were
I was
you.
Not on Garko.
Their claws came
I didn't
out.
Even bring it up. He brought it up. No, why did you bring this up?
You didn't bring it up.
He brought it up, didn't he, Grady?
No, you brought it up.
It's time to go to traffic.
damn Sky baseball Chief players
traffic
all stick together.
Sky Chief Traffic brought to you by Panera Bread.
WTAM 1100.
All right, these guys got a ball game tonight. We got to let them go. Let's hear it for Grady Sizemore.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Ryan Garko. Grady, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ryan, thank you very much.
You still like us, right, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back. Yeah, that's...